Yeah, it was a high fly ball off the bat. Just wanted to make sure it wasn't going to come back. I knew it was going to be in foul territory. Just wanted to make sure it wasn't going to come back, so I took my time to read it as I was running over. And then I felt the dirt under my feet, so I knew I was close to the wall. And I thought I had a chance to catch it, so I just went for it.
Did any of the fans that were holding you up have anything to say to you?
I don't know if they said anything, but I know I got stuck in there for a little bit, and I felt a couple of them helping me get back onto the playing field, so thank you, whoever that was. Appreciate it.
Well, as we're watching the replay up in the radio booth, I had said, I don't care whether they overturn this or not. That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. What was going through your mind as the replay is going on? Are you thinking, this was really awesome, I don't care if they overturn it, or you're hoping that you made the catch?
No, I was hoping it was an out, but I wasn't sure myself, because there was just a lot going on. I jumped into the stand, so yeah, I was just hoping that it was an out for sure.
So it's interesting here, because the netting goes all the way down. Does that change your ability to go after a play like that compared to if it's just the open stance in that situation?
Yeah, I don't know if I... Because I did it just without thinking at all, kind of saw the ball and then just went for it. I don't know if I would have done it with the net there or not, but I'm definitely happy that the net was there, because right where I jumped, it was where the steps were, so that would have been terrible.
All right, let's pivot to your preparation of coming off the bench, because Mendy has always said that, especially with you guys as outfielders, because there's so many of you, that not everybody can start every day, but you guys are likely going to play. What are some of the conversations in the dugout leading into the innings, whether it's going to pinch run or going to be a defensive replacement?
I think at this point of the season, like, I have an idea of my role. So I just, if I'm not in there, I start getting prepared in like the second inning, moving my body around, and then from there on out, and kind of just moving around the whole time, and then paying attention to the game and having an idea of doing it in my mind when I feel like I might go in or not. And then as the game gets towards the end, Gibby will come up to me and let me know that I'm going in to pinch run or play defense or whatever it is I'm going to do.
So in a situation like last night, it can be two options, right? Jesse gets on, you're going to run, or Jesse doesn't get on, you're just going in defensively?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. If he gets on, you're going to go in and run. If not, you're going to right field.
Are there any challenges in terms of getting ready pregame? Because you guys do so much pregame preparation to then kind of slow your body down for a couple of hours before it's actually time to ramp back up again?
I feel like I have a pretty solid routine, and I'm used to what I've been doing so far. I think I do a good job of getting my body ready for no matter whether I'm starting or not. So I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Tyrone, thanks for your time.
Thank you.